Robert Louis Stevenson said, "The person who has stopped being thankful has fallen asleep in life." Each year at Thanksgiving, we all take a minute and we thank God for His provision. But what about the rest of the year? When was the last time you thanked God for your car? Instead of thanking Him, we often think, "I'm tired of driving the same old car. If only I had this car." When was the last time you thanked God for your food? I know most of us, including myself, we give the generic prayer at dinner, "Thank you, Lord, for the food and bless it to the nourishment of our bodies." However, when was the last time you really meant this prayer? When was the last time you opened up the pantry or the fridge and you thanked God for the food He has provided? What about your job? Most people are unhappy with where they work or who they work for. When was the last time you thanked God for providing you a job that pays the bills? It's easy for us to complain about the things we have or we don't have, or even grumble about our current situation. Being thankful promotes contentment. Jerry Bridges, in his book, The Practice of Godliness, says, "Thanksgiving will promote contentment about possessions, position, and providence by focusing our thoughts on the blessings God has already given, forcing us to stop spending our time yearning for things we do not have." When we give thanks to God, we acknowledge His goodness. We humble ourselves before Him and realize every gift we've been given is from above. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18 says that even our abilities have been given to us from God. We serve a good God who cares for us and provides for us. And because of this great truth, we should give Him thanks. This Thanksgiving, I encourage you to spend some extra time thanking God for all the gifts He's given you. Let this Thanksgiving pave the way of giving God thanks for the rest of the year and into 2015.